I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. But, you know, there's a guy on third there, so if I catch it and I fall into the stands, he might score anyway. So it's, I mean, I don't think it was a big play. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about that call.
In general, your idea would be pretty fun if you wanted in the game.
Let's talk about after the season.
Mark, you have going up against Verlander down 2-0.
It's a fun challenge. I mean, people think we're crazy to say that, but it is a fun challenge because if you're going to win a World Series, you got to beat the best, and he's the best right now. And so we're going to go into Detroit. Their crowd's going to be rocking. They're going to be cheering for their home team. And you know, we have an opportunity to do something special and win a few games out there.
And the bigger part, Mark, is it in some respect maybe a good thing to kind of refocus the hitting coach and maybe take pitches the opposite way a little bit?
It could be. It could be. I mean, you know, there's no surprise that, you know, right field here is shorter and left-handed hitters, you know, tend to pull more here. That's just the way it is. When it's going well, it works for you and you can score a lot of runs. You know, sometimes you pull off the ball. So maybe that the bigger field will help us stay in the middle of the field a little bit.
When you're in a funk like Robbie is, does he get mobile as a hitter?
You know, this game is it's a very cruel game sometimes. And when you're hot, it's fun and you enjoy it. The team's winning and, you know, you're putting up your numbers. When you're cold, it stinks. I've been cold plenty of times, and it's not a fun feeling. But, you know, Robbie, just he's been a little unlucky, too. Let's not remember. He's hit some balls hard this series.
How different was Sanchez today from in August?
His control was much better. I mean, he was hitting the corners, keeping the ball down. He pitched really well.
Did he approach you guys, you think, similar to where Fisher did yesterday?
I think so, staying away from us mostly, yeah. Coming in for effect, you know, coming in just to kind of keep us off enough. But he had, you know, three pitches working today. Actually, four pitches because he threw me a really good curveball. He doesn't throw a lot of just, you know, big, slow curveballs.
Right.
But he had the slider, he had the changeup, and obviously a fastball up to 95.
And probably similar even to the way Gonzalez approached you guys in the last series, probably, right?
I mean, yeah. Gonzalez, he's like a young Greg Maddux. I mean, that guy, he moves the ball in and out. You know, he doesn't throw 100, but with the way that he controls it, you don't have to. Just really, really did a good job.
So it's almost like kind of what happens in the postseason. I mean, teams kind of study for previous series. And
you have tons of time to prepare. And it's, you know, runs are at a premium in the postseason. And, you know, we've won a lot of games in the postseason, 2-1, 3-2, whatever it may be. But, you know, we'd love to be able to score 6 or 7 again. That's more fun. Yeah, I mean, like yesterday, can we talk about the first two innings yesterday? Alex's ball gets through, there's two runs, maybe more, a bigger inning. Robbie's ball gets through, there's at least one run, maybe a bigger inning. And you know, we might be 4-5-0 in the second inning. That's baseball. Again, I'm a broken record, but, you know, sometimes you just don't get the breaks. Yeah. I mean, it's we're not in a great position, you know, definitely not. And I mean, I don't think anyone is happy about what happened the last 2 days. But we do have a day off tomorrow to kind of clear our heads, refocus on the job that we have to do. Because if we don't get it done, the season's going to be over.
How impressed were you with the way Coke threw the ball?
Coke's pitched really well the last 2 days. You know, and I remember in 2009, he really stepped up for us in the playoffs. Pitched the best baseball he pitched all year, and I think he's doing that right now for them.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, guys. Have a good night.